Welcome to Phoneboy Speaks, a short podcast about whatever mobile technology, social media, geek culture, information security, or general tech douchebaggery that happens to be on my mind. The topic of ad blockers and iOS 9 on the iPhone has been the topic of much butthurt on the internet. There has been a lot of ad blockers that have actually been put out as a result, and some of them are free, some of them are not. One got pulled a couple days after it was put out because they decided they didn't want to do it. Well, anyway, you know, that's a whole different story. And then another particular ad blocker, got some bad press because they partnered with some outfit that apparently wants to allow responsible ads, and the way it was presented, and of course the tech douchebag media that didn't do any research whatsoever, basically said, oh, he's selling out, right? He's going to go ahead and take money for showing some ads and not others. And AdBlock Plus is on the browser space has gotten in trouble for kind of that same thing. Well, but the author of this application. It's called Crystal, and it's one of these content blockers. And what the author said, he posted a very plain worded description on in this blog post. He basically said, look, yeah, I am creating a setting for what we're called responsible ads, ads that are not ridiculous, right? And it's an opt-in feature, right? You can decide to go ahead and allow ads that meet certain criteria. There'll be a checkbox. You can choose to turn it on. And oh, by the way, give you whitelist and blacklist features as well, so you can turn on ads on some sites but not others. And of course, everybody got their tits in a ringer over this whole thing. Again, people have gotten upset over this is going to be the apocalypse of advertising. And we've gone through this before, right? I mean, pop-ups used to be the scourge of the internet more than 10 years ago, and then at some point that pop-up blocking got put into browsers, and then it eventually got enabled by default. Right, and the internet moved on. Right, my feeling on ads. Right, I understand that websites have to make money, and ads are kind of a necessary evil. But the part I don't like about ads is that ads are they're not just display. Right, they're actual pieces of code that now run on your computer without your knowledge or consent. I go to a website, I have no idea what I'm going to hit. Right, and so in order to read your content, I invariably have to run code on my computer that I may not want to run. Right, and some of that code, I've blogged on sites that had this problem. Is that some malicious ad gets into the ad network that's running on the site, and guess what? It causes problems. So people that visit your site all of a sudden get a drive by, right, that they weren't expecting, and that's that's not okay, right? I take another look at it and say, if I'm like in a foreign country and roaming and only have a certain amount of data that I can use, I don't want to load things that are irrelevant or not necessary, which would include ads or whatever. So having a content blocker that would allow me to just only see text would be actually very helpful to me, right? Not just, not because I don't want to see ads, but because I'm trying to save money, right? I'm trying not to, use my data unnecessarily. And that's one, one would question why I would, necessarily need to be looking at web pages or something, but I mean, there's that's just one use of it, right? It's not just blocking ads, but it's making it making my computer safer. The best way to secure yourself from vulnerabilities is to reduce the attack surface. And if I'm not having to execute code every time if I go to a random website, then I'm making myself safer. So it's a security thing too. There's a couple of different content blockers out there, and some of them got in press or whatever. I'll put a link to Crystal, which is a decent one. There's One Blocker, and there's another one called Safari Blocker, which I'm using as well. So I'll put a couple links in the show notes for you to look at. If you haven't by now, I'm sure if you listen to this podcast, you've probably already downloaded a half a dozen of them and played with them. So why am I putting links in the show notes? I don't know, but because it seems like the right thing to do. But right now I'm using Safari Blocker because, that's just the one I'm playing with right now. I switch between them to see which one's better, but that's what I've got on my phone right now. Thanks for listening to this episode of Phoneboy Speaks. Visit phoneboy.com/PS on the web for more information.